see the drip, yeah, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car in the giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus. Pick it up. You see the drip, yeah, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car in the giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus. Pick it up. Ooh, I've been on the flex since flex time.
And welcome to an episode of the Auto Disruptor Show. I'm your host, Josh Mitchell, and it's a great rainy day in Texas, but here we are. So we survived October. I don't know if anybody has paid attention to some things that have kind of gone on and some comments and some different things that people are feeling about October, but October was over and we survived it. And some didn't survive so much, which brings me to this point of kind of the episode. You know, I really feel that the next probably 90 to 120 days are going to reveal a lot about certain people inside of your dealership, certain people in this auto industry that have moved up and different things that aren't exactly ready for the positions that they're in, or the ones that got complacent and lazy. And now are going to be, it's one of those things where it's going to get real for a lot of people. And their unfortunate issues with not being able to maneuver through this time are going to be put down on a magnifying glass and really seen. And I think that's what really brought this, you know, to my attention, because I've talked about it amongst some people in the industry and friends about desk managers, desk guys. It's one of those things where the world has a lot of, we don't need any more desk guys. We actually need sales managers. And so desk guys who are out there, this is your time to either step up or get out of the way. Because you are going to be replaced. It is going to be revealing on your weaknesses. It's going to be revealing on how you can maneuver through this. It's going to be revealing during these next 120 days. And so a lot of you are complaining, you're bitching, you're whining, you're thinking that everything else is wrong with everybody else. But the reality is it's probably you that is the problem. So the world has a lot of desk guys. Desk guys are the ones that glue their ass to their seats, bark orders, say, when I did this, when I was selling cars, when I was doing this, when I was doing that, and they preach a lot about what they used to do. In the mortgage business, we call them the case of the Eustace. Well, you used to do a lot of things, but unfortunately, I don't know if you're capable of doing them now. And that's the brutal honesty. Is there's a lot of desk guys who sold cars. They were the greatest thing since sliced bread. They sold so many cars. And they can't close a deal to save their life now. And that is going to be one of the revealing problems. As we get into this credit crunch, it's not as easy. There's so many things going on that are going to create the people who really are in this industry to stay, the ones that are going to be innovative, the ones that are going to, for lack of better words, you know, pivot. I hate that word, but they're going to pivot. Those are the people who are going to make it out of this. And not only make it out, like it's such a horrible term when you say make it out alive, but I mean, this is going to be some testing times for us. Let's just be honest. It's going to be testing for a lot of people. It's going to test your patience. It's going to test your wallet. It's going to test a lot of things. You can still make a lot of money in this business. That is not a denier. I'm not a denier of that, but how you do it is going to require a lot more work. What got you where you are ain't going to get you where you want to be. Okay. And so desk guys are the ones that sit in their seats. They don't get up. They talk about what they used to do. They talk about how when they sold cars and all the things, and they never get up off their lazy ass, because the reality is they can't do it. And we need more sales managers in this business. Sales managers are the ones that are going to, regardless if we fail, regardless if we go in and we strike out with this customer, I'm going to go in with you and I'm going to go to battle. And I'm going to do everything I can. It doesn't matter. This is the one thing that kills me is like we have sales managers talk about how you should make calls. We have sales managers tell you how you should present a deal. We have sales managers that tell you how you should do a walk around, how you should do a product demonstration, how you should pick out the vehicle for the consumer, how you should do all those things. But if you get them in the trenches, they can't do a fucking thing. That's the reality. And there's so many of them in our industry that has plagued it that now shit gonna get real. Shit gonna get real fast. And unfortunately, if you're not willing to get up off your ass, if you're not willing to learn new things, if you're not willing to get in the trenches with your people, get the fuck out. That's the reality. The world has enough desk managers. We need to get rid of them. Become a sales manager. I know I've done an episode very similar to this, but the reality is we need more sales managers who are willing to do what it needs to be done to make your people successful. Because the reality is if you are creating a team that's successful, guess what? So are you. If you want to be a true leader, you have to have followers. If you think you're a leader with no followers, you're a hiker, as John Maxwell says. There's no one behind you, just walking by yourself. And this is a testing time that is going to require you to do the difficult things. It's going to require you to fail forward. It's going to require you to really get in touch with your team to create everything that needs to be done to get out of this successfully. Because if not, you're just going to be flailing. I've seen many, many dealerships recently who are falling apart right now because of a bad month or some bad decisions, and now are simply falling apart. Some of them were powerhouses that are now flailing to not, they don't know which way is up, which way is down. And it's because of failed leadership. Lots of bad decisions leading up to this moment. It wasn't just you woke up in October, it was a bad month, and you sucked. Like this moment on some of you was coming 6 months or 12 months before that actually came. And so understand that this is going to be some trying times. I 100% believe that for some of us, it's going to be testing. I believe that, you know, if you want to get out of this, it's going to take some extra work. It's going to take some good old fashioned, just go at it. And that's how you're going to survive. But your team needs to know that you're with them. And so for your desk guys, yeah. Either get with it or get out. Like that's, I don't know. You're not going to survive. Like I've talked to a lot of people who are like these desk guys, like they can't get up off their seat. They don't know what they're doing. Like this is revealing times for you. And so if you want to continue in your career, making the money that you're making, become a good, solid sales manager. Which means it's not about just desking deals. It's not just about how you submit a deal. It's about how you get up off your ass. It's how you start off the morning. It's how you talk to your team. It's all of those things that come together that make your team respect you, your team to feel like they can rely on you, your team to go, this guy's got my back. I've got his back. Let's go. Let's go to war. And let's sell some cars. That's simple. Because that's what happens when you become a sales manager. Your team respects you. They have your back. They understand that you can hold them accountable. They're not going to go. Yeah, they might whine a little bit, but they'll get over it. They know that you have their interest at best at heart. If you talk to them with respect, you're like, if you have all that, like you're going to make it through this and make money. It's that simple. But if you don't have that, it's time. Like, you better get your ass in gear, because this is going to be some testing time. Interest rates are up. Inventory. Some people have a shit ton of inventory and can't sell a fucking car. It's because we got to go back to the basics, guys. It's not about just making 100 fucking phone calls. It's about making connections with our customers and connecting with them. Doesn't matter if you make 50 calls or 25 calls. If you make 25 connections with your clients, that is so much better than making 100 calls and only getting to connect with two or one. And so understand, the grind is here, guys. The grind is back. If you don't like it, get, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you, but it's back. And so if you're going to make it through this, here's my last and final plea. If you want to make it, understand that you need to become a sales manager or whatever the case may be, whatever you are, you need to become a leader inside your organization, because we need leadership, and every organization needs it. We need leadership. And so you need to understand that no matter if it's one person, two people, three people, if you're in this industry and you're not leading a damn person, you're leading yourself. I guarantee you, if you lead yourself, you'll have some followers, because I'll see like, man, this girl's different. This guy's different. I want to follow this guy. And it doesn't matter if you're in a management position at all. The fact of the matter is that we need to lead. And you desk guys are dying, and it's going to come quick. And so please, for the love of God, step up, get your team right, get your money right, get everybody going in the right direction. If you have if your vision is sucky, let's sit down and talk about that vision and get it clear as a day. Because then that's what's going to understand that your team's going to understand where we're going, how we're going to get there. Our processes are on point. Some of you don't even have a fucking process. I don't even know how you're even doing business. But you got to get your vision right, your process right, and just go with your team and fail. It's okay. You're going to have bad days. You're going to sell two cars. You have good days. You're going to sell 30 cars or 15 cars, whatever a good day is for you. You're going to have those. But it's just, if you have a bad day, reset, come back in the next day smiling, ready to go. And if your team sees this, they're going to get on the same page. If not, you're in for a rough one.
See the drip, yeah, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and the giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus. Pick it up. You see the drip, yeah, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and the giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus. Pick it up. Ooh, I've been on the flex since flex time.